hop on this call right now, there is more cash that the company just threw on the table. And I think that line only holds a few thousand people, and it tapped out like that. And so I had everybody trying to get on this call, trying to figure out what the promotions were. Dave, I might need that mic because I need to be drawn up a little bit. And I just want to kind of show you what you can be doing with these newer promotions. Let me put this on. Okay. When I got started working with the business, you guys hear the story that I share, you know, just quick on the 20-second thing. But a lot of people don't realize that this is one of the only businesses where you're frustrated when you're making $95,000 a year because you want to get the ring so bad. There was about an 8-month period when I was just like, man, I was always 3,000 or 5,000 away. But every new month, you had to, if you were 3,000 short of getting your $100,000 ring, you had to make an $11,000 a month. And I was bouncing between 9,000 and 7,000 and then having an 8,000 and then a 9,000 and then a 7,000. I was thinking, man, what do I got to do to get myself over the hump? And I didn't have to do anything. Just kept persistent. I had some leaders kind of really plug in. And the company made a huge announcement. And my income, that month they made that announcement, it went, I had my very best month. It was August, just last year, August 2009. I had an $18,000 month. And I'm not trying to say that to impress anybody in the room, but I'm trying to tell you, the month before that, I didn't make $18,000. In fact, my income more than doubled that month because of a promotion, and I haven't been this excited since they made that promotion last month, just throwing so much money on the table for us to be able to take advantage. I was already excited enough to hear that somebody can get started right now for $149, not $249. That's a good enough promotion right now. But then, about, 4 days ago, the company made an announcement that if you Fast Start qualify in your first 5 days, not only is the company going to pay you all the money that is on the table for the memberships and the recruits that you're putting in the books, which for a new associate to Fast Start qualify, this is what it takes. Here's you. And if you just bring on one recruit and sell two other memberships, that Fast Start qualifies you. You made 100 plus 100 plus 100. You just made $300. That's exciting enough. And you got a pay raise. So now you're making $138 every membership you put in rather than just 100. I don't know if you can say just 100 for sending in a $35 plan. You're getting paid three times what you're sending to the company. That's pretty exciting in itself. But this is what it takes to Fast Start qualify, all right? Put in one recruit and two other memberships, or if building a team is not something you're focused on right now, you can put in five memberships, make $500, and Fast Start qualify. But if you put in those two memberships and the one recruit, or the five, if you do that in your first 5 days, the company's just going to send you your $150 back, so you got into the company for free if you do it in your first 5 days. So, you know, people might be tight on the $150 because, you know, sometimes right now with the economy, you have people saying, oh, it's $149, I want to start so bad, but I got rent due in about 7 days. I got to hang on to this because I'm not sure. But then you can let them know, hey, you're going to get the $150 plus another $300 plus the pay raise that you're going to get. I mean, that's really exciting in itself. Now, just yesterday, I couldn't believe it. I remember me and Luke were texting back and forth. I was hearing from some of our other leaders. I was like, am I hearing this right? Like, this can't be true what they're saying. I don't understand how they have this kind of extra money to throw out there. And then I remembered, wait, they had over $60 million in liquid cash last quarter, extra. So yeah, they definitely have the cash. And when they throw these promotions, it's not unusual for them to pay out millions of extra dollars on top of the millions that they're already paying for a promotion. And right now, how you get this new promotion, it is now a $1,000 bonus on top of all the money that is already on the table right now. A $1,000 bonus. This is how you do it. Huh? To anybody who does it, all right? So a brand new associate can get the $1,000, or an executive director can get the $1,000 for the exact same activity, okay? So here it is. It's based on a point system, all right? You want to get 8 points, all right? And what it takes is you get a point for a Fast Start recruit and a membership, and you get 2 points for helping them go get their $450 in their first 5 days. You guys see what I'm saying? So you just go help a few people go make $450 in their first 5 days, you got 3 points. Remember, guys, all you need is 8 to get the $1,000. You go help 3 people, you've got your 1,000. Or let's say that you recruit 4, so you get a point for recruiting them and 2 points, right, for helping them qualify. If you get 4 people on board, that's 4 points, right? If you help 2 of those people qualify, that's another 4 points. So if you just help half of the people qualify, and it doesn't have to be in their first 5 days, I would just use that as leverage. All right, it can be any time throughout the month of December. So you bring 4 new Fast Start associates on, and you help 2 of them qualify, you will then get a $1,000 bonus on top of what you're already making. Huge, huge extra money. All right. And another promotion, they want to make sure everybody's getting upfront cash. So it does not matter what your current cash accrued amount says. Any membership, if you are a director, if you personally put in that membership, you will be getting paid the full 207. Doesn't matter what your cash accrued amount says right now. All right, guys. So I just wanted to kind of just throw those things out. Yes. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. You can do this twice. So they will give every new associate, they will give them a $2,000 bonus. So basically, this is it. Go get 8 new recruits. Go talk to everybody who comes within 3 feet of you and make sure you have some DVDs in your pocket. You get them right back there, all right? You need 8 recruits. You help 4 of them go make their $450 before Christmas so they have a little extra money to go buy their... I mean, this is a perfect time. People are so worried about what they can do for their kids for Christmas. And now you can show them how to go put $450 in their account. More than that, well, you can tell your new recruit that all they have to do is, let's go ahead and get you qualified. Well, let's go get you 4 and let's get you your own $1,000 bonus. Now look at the overrides you can be making as senior associates, managers, directors. And not only that, but if you're a manager and you want to get to that director position, if you're a senior associate and you want to get to that manager position, you just start talking these bonuses. You just start getting your team active on what we know works, and it's private business receptions, letting people make an educated decision just off of the information, websites, DVDs. And you guys, this is going to be a huge month, and I hope all of you can kind of experience something like this company has blessed us with. This is a company, it humbles you every month, thinking that, hey, you know, I'm working hard, but I'm getting paid. I've worked hard at a lot of things in my life, but I've never been paid this kind of money. And I've tried to work at a lot of things in my life, and I've never had the type of coaching that we have here in the state of Utah with all the leaders. And in fact, if you don't mind giving them a round of applause, nobody would be here today, including myself, if it wasn't for these people. And I care very much about what they've done. And guys, let's just make this a huge month. I'll turn the time back over to Millionaire Club member Mr. Dave Hall.
Went out and got an extra $2,000 on top of the overrides they're going to make, which is well over $1,000, for someone to be able to say, hey, I started this thing part-time and made an extra $3,000 with the company. You guys, this person now has a story for the rest of their life. But there's a limited window where we can make that story that good, and that's this month, that we can make their story just absolutely amazing to where they're going to be a recruiting machine forever. Being able to have that story, to be able to say, hey, part-time I started out this company, made a few $1,000s. So here's a key thing for you guys. I've got thousands and thousands of people on my team that have no clue how to participate in this bonus money. No clue. You know why? Because they're not plugged in. They don't go to the events. They're great people. I love them. But they have no clue that we just put thousands of extra dollars on the table for them for doing what we should all be doing, which is just sharing this with a lot of people. And some of these people are going to find out about this promotion somewhere around December 28th, 29th. They're going to be like, they're going to hear about all these people getting these huge deposits, and they go, how on earth did you make that kind of money? Like the bonus money that they're paying out. And they're like, what bonus money? And then they're going to find out. See, you guys, it's the very beginning of the month, and you're here. So you have a huge advantage over all those other people who made that slight edge decision to be somewhere else this morning, and they don't understand the extra bonus money that's on the table, and they're not going to participate in it. Worse than that, they're not going to be able to share this information with people on their team. They have their brother in the business. They've got family, friends. They're going to go to Christmas with people who are on their team. And they're going to sit there and open gifts and shake hands and hug and tell each other how much they love them and everything like that. And they're never going to mention the thousands of dollars that passed all of them right by because they weren't plugged in. And, you know, that's a critical component of being successful in this business, is always being plugged in to the event so that you know where the information is. You get it right when it comes off the press. You can get out there and take advantage of it, because there's a huge difference between the people hearing about the beginning of the month and the people that will hear about it at the end of the month, because you have time to fill a pipeline that you can harvest 2, 3, 4 weeks later and still get the bonus. They'll start filling the pipeline at the end of the month. And unfortunately, a lot of these will expire. So we've got some people that we would like to recognize, and we're going to start off with bringing up the leadership for the state of Utah, starting up.
Hello. You know, anytime I get asked to speak or visit with the prepaid legal services family, you know, I consider it a high honor. And but to be invited to Utah and to bring my lovely wife, Alicia, who we've been married for 30 years. You know, normally I'm by myself, and but this time she agreed to come with me. So I like for her to just stand so you can look at how lovely she is. And then to eat too much steak last night and drink too much Mountain Dew with my cousin, Dave Hall, and his lovely wife, Wendy. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. And I want, Dave, I want to thank you, cousin, for, you know, the tremendous hospitality you showed to us last night. We had a great time. We went to downtown Salt Lake and saw all the sights and took in all the nice Christmas fair of downtown Salt Lake City. It was a wonderful time. So thank you very much. So, it, as I said, it's a great honor. You know, anytime prepaid asks me to do something, you know, yes, I'm in agreement, because I'm like the rest of you. I love this product. I think it's the most revolutionary and transformative legal product to ever be invented. And I mean that very sincerely. Now, revolutionary? It's revolutionary in that it empowers people. I mean, at base, that's what it does. It empowers. It gives regular, ordinary people the opportunity to be empowered to take on the big companies, to take on individuals who may have taken advantage of them, to address situations. But it does more than that. I mean, you know, we talk about all of the problems that can be fixed and that have been fixed with prepaid, and that's all well and good. But, you know, if you use the product the way it's supposed to be used, eventually you're going to get all your problems taken care of. And that's where the true value of this product kicks in. One of my criticisms of prepaid is that we always talk about how it can react and help and fix. And all that's great. I understand that. You all understand that. But I think one of the things that we're missing is how proactive it can be. Once you get all your problems taken care of, then you can get where the major corporations are and where the CEOs and the bank presidents are. You can then become proactive with it. You know, everyone in this room is the CEO of your family. Now, in my house, I've got the president here. I'm the vice president. But we need to start thinking like that. We need to start viewing our family as the family business. And we need to start thinking like the presidents of banks and other corporations that I associate with. And how do they think? Well, I'm getting ready to make a big decision. I'm going to confer with my lawyers. What are the pros? What are the cons? What am I missing here? Is there anything I need to be aware of that I may not be aware of before I make this major decision, before I decide to do something? Am I protecting my business properly? Not that I'm in trouble. Is there something I can do to save on taxes, to lower my tax bill more? Is there something I can do to protect my business and my family more? Now, Dave, I heard your presentation, and it was fantastic, but I didn't see you saying how proactive this product can be. You know, yes, it's going to take care of all the problems, but let's move beyond that. Once you get from under the eight ball, then what do you want to do? You want to separate yourself from the eight ball. You want to get stronger, bigger, better, more protected, and that's the thing that prepaid can do for you. Now, you know, I've come a long way, me and my wife, we've come a long way, and so I'm not here to tell you how great prepaid legal services is. You know that. That was a very slick presentation, you know, PowerPoint presentation, and I've seen a lot of them. That was one of the best. I didn't come this far to talk about the people in prepaid. And I've been all over the country, and I can tell you the prepaid legal services family is made up of, just like in this room, some of the best people, people that are fun to be around, people that are excited, people that are sensitive, people that care, and they know that this is real, and they've seen the impact this product has had on other people in terms of helping them with difficult situations. I didn't come here to talk about that either. I didn't come here to talk about the company, Prepaid Legal Services, how successful it is. It's a tremendously successful company. I've had the pleasure to hang out with Harlan Stonecipher and his lovely wife, Shirley. I've had the honor and the privilege of representing Mr. Stonecipher on a couple of matters, and the man is incredible. I mean, the thing that he created from an automobile accident, the light that went off in his head and the realization that there was nothing to provide legal protection, and this business that he created. When I first started with the firm and we were working with prepaid legal services, you know, my job was to sue other lawyers, because in the beginning, before many of you probably even had an association with prepaid legal services, it was an open panel system. Do we have any open panel members here? Not a one. Okay, in the beginning, that was a long time ago, and I'm actually older than I look, but maybe if I can wear some nice suits like Dave, I can, you know. But anyway, but in the beginning, it was an open panel. Now, how did that work? If you were a prepaid legal services member, you would get with your membership, you'd get a card that had a number on it. You could go to any lawyer, and that lawyer would provide those legal services, and then the lawyer with your number would send the invoice to prepaid, and they would pay it. And that's how it worked for a number of years. Now, you know where I'm going here. All lawyers are not honest and scrupulous. So what was happening, a lot of lawyers were submitting fraudulent bills. And there were some lawyers that were submitting bills for services they did not even perform. There was some lawyers that were just collecting numbers, and they hadn't even seen the members, and they were submitting bills. And so Prepaid hired our firm to sue these lawyers, and I had cases all over the country. And then Harlan Stonecipher, the original idea was genius to create the product, but then he made what I think was the genius correction. He went from an open panel system, he switched from an open panel system to a closed panel system. And now we have the provider law firms in all of the states and also the provinces of Canada. And this system is great because, for one, it has enabled lawyers like me. Now, I always tell the truth, but it's enabled lawyers to tell the truth. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, it's actually prepaid, and the closed panel provider system has actually improved the reputation of lawyers. It's improved it. If you go to a non-prepaid provider lawyer, and that lawyer gives you bad service, where can you go? Anybody? You can go to the Bar Association. Now, I can tell you right now, and check it out if you don't believe me. In Utah, it's the same way, in Oklahoma, as many other states. The Bar Association, they have a small staff. They only deal with the big cases. If this lawyer refused to return your phone call, do you really think they're going to investigate that? If this lawyer was not responsive, didn't write a letter on time, do you really think they're going to investigate that? If he let us a deadline pass, are they going to investigate that? No, they're not going to investigate that. It's too far beneath them. There's not enough money associated with them for them to direct time and resources for that. Plus, they're not going to disbar that attorney over that anyway. So the attorneys that are non-prepaid, they know that they can basically do whatever they want to do. They can take advantage of people. And another thing about lawyers that we're in a tremendous advantageous position, meaning that I've got a lot of scar tissue in terms of all the training and experience and know-how, you know, to get to be a lawyer and to stay alive in this business and be successful in this business. So lawyers have a lot of knowledge. They have a lot of information that lay people don't have. I can tell you about numerous experiences I've had where people, prepaid legal services members, and I was telling the gentleman this earlier, prepaid legal services members who may have a stereotype about the provider law firms, and many of you will agree with what I'm getting ready to say. Some people have a stereotype. They say, well, you know, $26 a month, I'm not getting a top-notch lawyer. So therefore, if I have a serious problem, I'm not going to take it to prepaid. I'm going to go and take it to some lawyer at this big downtown law firm, you know, that has a lot of experience, because this is so big that the provider law firm may not be able to handle it because of small resources I'm paying. I've had several cases where that has happened, where someone has went to another lawyer, got screwed around, taken advantage of. Then they say, well, you know, I have my prepaid membership. Let me check on that. It's referred to me. I remember this one case where a couple had a problem. They had spent $8,400 they gave to this lawyer. Money gone, attorney's fees. He told them that they need to pay him another $4,000 if they wanted him to continue to work on their case. They brought it to me. That, you know, they called the associate that sold the membership and told them about the problem they would have. He said, go to prepaid. What are you doing? So it went through the system. It got referred to me. And the associate came with them to my office to bring them to the office, to bring them to me, to introduce them to me. I looked at their case. In 5 minutes, I told them that your case was dead from day one. Statute of limitations already run. And the lawyer knew that. But he went ahead on and filed it anyway. And, of course, it got dismissed. And then he said, well, it got dismissed. Now, if you want me to do some more work on it, you pay me another $4,000. And, of course, they don't have the intellect or the understanding of the law to really even verify what he's saying to them is true. And so what I mean by prepaid gives lawyers the opportunity to tell the truth. If I was a non-prepaid legal services lawyer and they came to me and I knew they didn't have a case and I was unethical, but I had a mortgage to pay, I have a car payment to make, and I know they have $7,000 or $8,400 to give me, you know, that conundrum is going to exist for a lot of lawyers. You know, do I tell them the truth? You don't have a case. Statute of limitations is run. Sorry, I can't help you. Or do I tell them, hey, I'll work on it. I'll try to do my best. You know, you pay me $8,000, knowing in the back of my mind that, you know, there's nothing there. But I can finagle this on them by, you know, my superior knowledge of the law that they don't have. Now, the family, they were devastated. And, of course, they asked me, well, what can we do? Can we sue this lawyer? No, you can't sue the lawyer. It's not worth it. You're not going to get any money. He's not going to get disbarred over it. He's not going to get punished over it. He's not going to be required to. He filed all the pleadings. Look, the file is replete with the paperwork that he filed. So they're going to say, well, he tried to pursue it. You're not going to get any type of relief there. So when a prepaid legal services member comes to me, I have no problem telling them they don't have a case. Because they're just one member of our biggest client, which is prepaid legal services. So the idea is to provide them customer service, not to make them promises that I know can't be kept, but I want to get their money from them so that I can, you know, pay my mortgage or pay my legal assistant or pay, you know, my overhead. But again, I'm not here to talk about that. That's just sort of an aside. What I'm here to talk about is your future. And that is now and next, because that's where you're going to live. That's where you're going to live the rest of your life, in the future. Beginning right now, the rest of your life, it's in the future. Satchel Paige, one of my favorites, who, a great Negro League baseball player, said, the future is not what it used to be. Now, I still don't quite know what he meant by that. But in a way, I do. You know, one part of me, yeah, I don't understand that. But another part says, yeah, I understand what he's saying. The future is not what it used to be. We know that, right? The future is not what it used to be. With everything that's happening right now, the complexities in society, all of the stresses in society, all of the uncertainty that's going on, the future is not what it used to be. It's going to be different. And let me tell you, if you're not scripting your own future, shaping your own future, it's still going to happen. But it's probably going to be shaped by someone else. And you may not like what they have designs on your future. So you better start taking control of your own future. Prepaid legal services is a part of that to help you do that. Martin Luther King, also one of my favorites, he has two quotes that I want to give you. One, he said that tomorrow is today. I love that. And that's so true. Tomorrow is today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today, because tomorrow is today. And you need to start thinking like that and working toward that way. He also said, which is, frankly, I'm the victim of, procrastination is the thief of time. Procrastination is the thief of time. Procrastination has stole so much of my time, I don't even want to go there. Has it stole any of yours? And time, ladies and gentlemen, is the only thing that cannot be reproduced. It's the only thing. Once it's spent, it's gone, never to come back, ever. So we need to refocus our efforts toward that. And I guess the main point that I want to get to here, and the reason why I've come here is, and I was talking to Dave about this last night, what is the number one industry in Utah that will take out mining? I know about mining. You know, I know about that. But other than mining, what is the number one issue? It's, correct me if I'm wrong, moving around data. Right? Whether it's through banking, whether it's through investments, whether it's through insurance. It's moving around. We don't make anything. We don't make anything. In Utah, as well as the United States, yeah, we make a few things, but it's really most of our stuff that's manufactured is coming in on boats. So what's my point? The only thing that really matters today is knowledge. It's the only thing. That's it. Someone disagrees with me, let me know. It's going to be hard, though, to convince me that you have something else that really matters. Knowledge. It's the only thing. I was in Jackson, Mississippi. I remember this like it was yesterday. I was in Jackson, Mississippi. Events just like this. And there was one of the equivalent of Dave Hall in Jackson, Mississippi was speaking. Huh? Go ahead.
There's no equivalent.
Yeah. Thank you. Good point. Good. You're right. You're right. The somewhat similar but significantly lesser person in the personage of Dave Hall was speaking. And I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. Next year, I'll be a lawyer for 30 years. And I've hung out with a lot of lawyers. I've got a great education. I've attended a lot of seminars and to keep my license up. I've tried a lot of cases. I've done a lot of things. So I've been associated with a lot of high-quality information and knowledge and recommendations. But this individual said something that has stuck with me for all these years, and I think it's the best quote. He said, you know, don't listen to your broke friends because all you're going to get is broke advice. Now, I'll repeat that so you can write that down, because that right there justifies to me prepaid legal services. Now, I'm going to explain that. But that justifies prepaid legal services. That explains it. Its success and its meaningfulness and the impact that it's going to have and has had on everyone and will have going into the future. What do I mean by that? Don't listen to your broke friends because all you're going to get is broke advice. And that's something we do too much of. You know, my cousin, I hear this so much. I want to just jump on these people who come to my office. Well, my cousin told me that I could do this. You know, I said, well, what law school did your cousin go to? You know, or my pastor, or my neighbor, or my brother-in-law, or my sister. You fill in the blank. Now, why do we, for one, tell all of our business to someone else? That's violation rule number one. You don't need to be telling your brother-in-law about your personal problems. Or your cousin, or your neighbor. But we always do that. You know, and then we come to the lawyer and try to tell the lawyer that, well, you know, I should be able to get this because my cousin, I like cousin best. But you know, it's metaphorically. But my cousin told me this. My cousin told me I could sue them. My cousin told me that this is illegal. Well, don't listen to your broke friends. You know, they can't give you anything. And look, they're sitting at home flipping channels and they can tell you how to run your life and how to deal with your problems. But we do that all the time. I understand the need to talk about your personal business. I understand it. Don't do it. Pick up the number, call the 1-800 number, talk to the lawyers at prepaid. Talk to the provider law firm. Knowledge is power. Francis Bacon, I think, said that. Knowledge is power. And that's what prepaid provides. Access to high quality knowledge, which is the only thing that we need to navigate and negotiate and prosper and thrive in this information-driven society that we live in today. And if you have the knowledge and the answer, then you can address what's going on. You can fix things. And not only that, you become proactive and you can get separate from the eight ball. W.E.B. Du Bois, I blew his name, W.E.B. Du Bois. He said that, he kind of had an opposite twist on it. He said that ignorance is the cure for nothing. Ignorance is the cure for nothing. And you know, I can't argue with him. Can we argue with him on that? But if you flip that, knowledge is power, Francis Bacon. And knowledge is the key that will unlock any door and resolve any problem. It may not be a good result, but it's going to be better than the ignorance solution. Dick Gregory said that we seem to be, our hunger for knowledge seems to indicate that we're on a hunger strike. You know, our quest for knowledge indicates that we're on a hunger strike. And can't argue with that. We have all this information that's available to us through prepaid legal services to access the lawyers there. And one of the things that I want Dave, my cousin, to confirm, is there any issue when you pick up the phone and call to provide law, is there any issue that you can't talk to them about? Is there any limitation? It's totally wide open, right? Now, if it's coming, he's nodding his head. If it's coming from the big, Dave Hall, I don't mean big in terms of height, but the big, right? Yeah. See, he's my cousin. I can pick on him. It's coming from him. Don't trust me. He said it. He agreed. There's no limit. But we limit our mind in terms of, well, I got a problem, I'm going to call them. There's no limit. Why are you calling them dealing with problems? Why not calling them dealing with other issues? They're already synced in to what the problems are. Because the provider law firms, we get all the survey information. We know what the nature of the phone calls are. And we gear up for that. We sink into that. We apply resources for that so that we're ready. We need to expand that field. And we need to call them and ask about things that are proactive, things that are going to push our family forward. You'll eventually take care of your problems if you deal with them and address them immediately and not procrastinate. As Martin Luther King would say, you know, the thief of time. Deal with it. Prepaid legal services, and I was going to save this for later on in my presentation, but it's just, you know, getting to me that I need to bring it out now. Let me ask this question. Is anyone in this room that's suffering from any stress? I'm serious. Okay, so you got some stresses in your life, right? You got some issues. Is there anyone in this room that's dealing with some issues that are so worrisome and so stressful that they're causing you to lose sleep? Not every night, but occasionally. Let me tell you something. Dale, I want you to back me up on this. Prepaid legal services, ladies and gentlemen, is the softest pillow that you could have. That pillow at the hotel last night was pretty doggone soft. But prepaid legal services is the softest pillow you could ever have. because that's what it's there for. It's stress relief. Dave, am I right?
Yep.
That's what it's there for. It's there for you to access, to deal with whatever is causing you worry. And it may be something that you might in your mind think is not legal. But, ladies and gentlemen, everything, I'm here to tell you, everything is legal. Everything is legal. Everything is legal. We don't think that because we don't think outside the box, and we don't understand from, you know, there's a big debate about abortion. I know that's a word that is controversial. But, I mean, isn't that dealing with right after conception, and even contraception is dealing with even before conception? So, after someone is deceased, their estate has to be handled, their property has to be dealt with, their family has to be dealt with, and that can persist long after they're buried. So, even before conception, the law is at play. Now, you can disagree with me if you want to, but you're not going to be successful. Because I know I'm right. I know I'm right. And am I right? Even before conception, the law is at play. At death and after, years and years after death, the law is at play. So, if it's at play before conception and way after death, you know everything in between is regulated. Everything is regulated. Everything. You know, even if you have a health situation, that has regulations. It has implications in the law. Someone tried to, let's test Melvin Hall's theory. Someone, anybody can tell me something that's not regulated by the law? Anything?
My wife's emotions.
Well, I beg to disagree. Because depending upon where they go, the law will come into play. I mean, but that was a good one, though. Any others? We don't want to play Stomp the Lawyer. Yeah, that's right. Your dreams are regulated. Because, you know, eventually you got to wake up. And then you're going to be back to reality. And plus, you didn't see the movie Inception? But you get my point. So I think we're naive to think that prepaid legal services is not available to us in these areas or in these issues. In fact, I think, you know, you had the preventative display up, Dave, and Jiffy Lube underneath. I hope there's no trademark violation there. You know, now that Jiffy Lube knows that you're making a little money, they might want to sue you for displaying their logo. But anyway, if it happens, call prepaid. That's right. So, again, you don't have to worry. Just call. So, we need to think outside the box. We need to think outside the box. That presentation was very slick, very nice, but it needs to even expand even more than that. It needs to expand even more than that. in terms of all of the applications that this service can provide. That's why I'm so sold on it. I mean, I've seen it work many, many times. I've seen the life-altering experience that it's had on people's lives and impacting people. I've also seen it taken to another level in terms of people using it to garner information that will separate them. They don't have a problem. They're not issues. They're trying to protect their family. They're trying to get more efficiency out of their money. They're trying to protect their home even more. So they're not using the product to address a problem, to be reactive. They're using the product to be proactive. And that's what we need to do with it. And we'll get even more utilization out of it, and it will also have a broader impact. If you add up, someone was asking me earlier about the provider law firms. Yes, the provider law firms, we have our own organization within prepaid. We just had our provider law firm conference up in Tulsa, which was hosted by our firm. And what do? We meet to share ideas, share experiences, to make sure that the regulations are applied across the board so that everyone benefits. If there's something going on in Utah that Oklahoma can benefit from, some knowledge, some information, we share that around so that everyone can benefit. Now, I have something for the associates as well in the room. I mean, I've been talking very philosophical about prepaid, but we have a few sales associates in the room, right? Couple struggling to try to make it, right, in prepaid. So, Bill Gates, get your pens out. We all know who Bill Gates is, right? Bill Gates. There's two of them. I'm talking about the Microsoft, who's retired and started his own, who's been on the top Forbes list as richest man on the planet for the last 10 years. That's the one I'm talking about. He said, your greatest source of learning comes from the people who reject you. So I know that associates get rejected sometime. I know that. I've heard that. Not everybody gets this product. Not everybody can see the beauty of it, the application of it, the life-altering aspects of it. I understand that. But those people who don't get it, that's your greatest source of knowledge. Those people who reject the program, the product, that's your greatest source of learning. Why did they reject this? Now, there's three possible reasons that I'm going to talk about. The first one is in you. You know, one of the things that about prepaid, which is sort of a secondary benefit that a lot of people don't see, it's about self-improvement. Prepaid Legal Services is about self-improvement. Am I right, Dave? It's about self-improvement. Now, I'm not going to get into what improvements you need to make. You know, everyone in this room knows what improvements that you need to make. But certain people, if they have the right integrity, if they have the right presentation, if they have the right systems in place, all they have to do is, like what happened to you, turn the machine on, and people will sign up. So, is it you? Might be. You have to address that. Now, the second one is really easy. You know, is it the product? Now, you want that one. I mean, that's like that slow-moving softball, you know. It's just, and you can just wind up. But sometimes, you know, like, for example, well, you know, what am I getting for $26? That's real easy. But you get that. Or, you know, surely you're going to have these young, inexperienced lawyers on the phones or inexperienced lawyers representing prepaid legal services members. And when I hear associates tell me that, I tell them, now look, prepaid legal services is our law firm's biggest client by something like 50% over. So let me understand this. We're going to assign our youngest, most inexperienced, ink not even dry on their Juris Doctorate, to represent prepaid legal services members? I mean, I don't think legalized marijuana was on the ballot in Utah, right? So I think we're going to have to eliminate that as a cause. I mean, come on. But just logic tells you that it's totally illogical. In fact, we know that prepaid legal services is actively recruiting the most gifted, experienced, quality, preferably former attorney generals, you know, lawyers that they can find. And they have the money, no one disputes that, to pay for that. When Hall and Stonecipher first switched to the closed panel, he went to a lot of different law firms. He went to these big downtown law firms, you know, the kind that's got the parquet, not on the floor, but on the wall. You know the ones I'm talking about, right? And he said, look, I want to go to this closed panel, and I want you to be, you know, consider being a provider law firm. Now, you can imagine how they respond to that. What? Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You want us to represent individual members with their little dog bite cases and, you know, parking tickets and all of this stuff, minor little, you know, penny ante stuff. Sorry. Okay. Came to us. We saw it. We signed up. We helped recruit a lot of these other provider law firms around the country. Now, today, those same downtown law firms are calling Hall and Stonecipher on their knees. What? Mr. Stonecipher, is there any way we can get a piece of that business? It's changed. That shows you how the closed panel has changed the entire mindset, because now there's not a lawyer in this country that does not see the value of representing people with their small cases. Because, ladies and gentlemen, a small case, if it's not attended to, will become a big case. I've seen it numerous times. And so the efficiency of prepaid is, let's deal with it when it's small, when the costs are low. Now, we can deal with the big cases too. We can deal with everything. But it's the small cases. The example about the leaking fire hose in your house. I didn't get it right, but fire, whatever. Well, that's a small deal. And if prepaid did not exist and there was no system like that, you know, Dave probably would not have dealt with it, because the contractor would have shafted him, and then you would have tried to fix it on your own, you know, shut that pipe off, close that off, you know, put something over the leak and just move on. That's what you have to do. Who's going to spend $5,000 to deal with a $300-$400 deal? No one. But prepaid corrects that, in that it empowers people to deal with these small issues that, no, it's not a major issue, but that drip, drip on your new carpet with your wife laying beside you in the bed, you're going to lose sleep over that. And you're going to lose sleep over, well, okay, if I don't get it fixed, it might explode and cause more problems. So now that this system's in place, we all have a different mindset about smaller problems. And where did that come from? Prepaid legal services. Prepaid legal services. I mentioned, where do you go if you get bad service from your lawyer? A few years ago, I coined the phrase. They stole it from me, but believe me, I was the originator. At prepaid legal services, they are the lawyer police. They are the lawyer police. Now, why is that? If I don't return someone's phone call, or if I don't give them good service, or I'm rude to them, or I miss a deadline, customer service, they have a whole floor in Ada dedicated solely to customer complaints. And believe me, if they get a call and it's validated, the firms will respond. What, you're not returning someone a prepaid legal services member's phone call? Well, first of all, that doesn't happen. Because when someone tells me there's a prepaid legal services member on the line, I know that, you don't have to tell me, I know that that's our biggest client. I know that. We don't have to have a meeting. You don't have to send an email around. You don't. I know that. I'm going to provide them the very best that our firm has to offer because they are our number one client. So you see, that second reason, that's an easy one, but I wanted to speak on it a little bit. Let's take the third possible reason. It may be them. Okay, is it you? Is it prepaid? Or it may be the individual that's rejecting. And we can go inside of that and look at several factors. The biggest one, I believe, is fear. Fear. You know, people are afraid. Fear is a very important human emotion. It's necessary. It's a survival reflex. But now, you know, it's evolved into people get afraid about stuff that they don't even need to be afraid about because that emotion is there. And I understand that. I understand that. Before I stepped up here, I was afraid. But then once he turned the mic on, boom, I'm ready. So we all have fears. So when you are interacting with a potential member, you have to be attentive to that. What are they really saying? They're not interested. What are they really saying? And then you can recognize what they're saying. It may be financial. I understand that. But I know if it's financial, I can always come back with people can afford what they value. And the real question is not can you afford it, but can you afford to be without it? You used the example, Dave. I like his name. You use the example of the, I just went out of my head. Right. You use the example of can you not afford, you illustrated that, can you not afford to be without prepaid? If, and the analogy that is coming back to me now, the analogy that you used was with insurance. Let's go back. Health insurance. Let's go back. Well, yeah, there was a time when people stereotypically misconceptionally felt that, well, why should I prepay for my health insurance? That makes no sense. I feel good now. And then they started seeing examples of people who had major health issues and people who were bankrupted because something happened. And then the need for health insurance skyrocketed because we saw the benefit of that. Similarly, if they say that they don't see the value, can't afford it, well, get sued. One of the famous cases I've had, and you can Google it, Belinda Martin versus Nanny and the Newborns. One of my cases, it went up to the 10th Circuit. You know what happened in that case? He was prepaid, the plaintiff in that case. You know what happened in that case? It's public. It's in the record. You can Google it so I can talk about it. This individual owned a business, Nanny and Newborns. Nice business, provided senior health care to people, senior services, you know, health care. And he had a vice president in his company, Belinda Martin, and she wanted to hire her friend. She went to the bookkeeper and said, I want you to hire my friend. Now, she's collecting unemployment, but I want you to give her a job. Now, we know, even in Utah, that's illegal, right? You cannot collect unemployment and have a job at the same time because the Social Security numbers in the computer will detect that. It's a misdemeanor in Oklahoma. It's probably a misdemeanor here for someone to collect unemployment and have a job. Now, the bookkeeper recognized that immediately, went to the owner of the company, told him that she wants to hire this lady and she wants her to continue to collect unemployment. So the president of the company, great guy, he said, well, you know, that's not right. He went to her and he said, Belinda, I know about the deal. I'm sorry. It's major integrity type thing, ethics type thing. I'm going to have to let you go. Little did he know that she was as crazy as all outdoors. Yeah, that's a legal concept. So she ran into the middle of the company where they had all the cubicles. She ran in there. He, you know, followed her. She turned around. She pointed at him. And she said, I am going to destroy you. I'm going to destroy your company. I'm going to destroy your family. Then she went, found a lawyer, and she filed a lawsuit against him, wrongful discharge. And she alleged that 2 years earlier, they were at a conference in Tulsa. He got the room for the conference. He got an extra key. 11 o'clock that night, he had a key to her room. He went in her room and he raped her. And you know what? When his wife read that petition, he was out of his house for 8 months. So she almost destroyed his family. Now, came to me. Knowledge is power. I read it, studied it, took her deposition, did all the stuff, filed a motion for summary judgment. Judge dismissed the case because the date that she picked for the rape was outside the statute of limitations. They appealed. Went up to the 10th Circuit. The 10th Circuit said, outside of statute of limitations. They argued all this continuing violation and they tried to put in all this other stuff to try to get the case brought back down. But the 10th Circuit agreed, and that's now it's published. It's a published opinion. Belinda Martin versus Daniel Newborns. But what's the end of the story? After that, cost him so much money. Cost him a lot of money. All the depositions, everything. He sold his business to one of his other vice presidents. So he did lose his business. He did. He saved his marriage, but it was damaged significantly. An allegation like that. So, yeah, you can do everything right. He did everything right. Good businessman, highly principled. There you go. Just like that. His whole life changed. Different. Now he's doing something else. He's not doing what he was doing before. Sold out. Just said, forget it. And you know what? After the case got reversed, the lawyer that represented her called me and he said, I remember it well. He said, is there any potatoes at the end of those vines? He was still trying to get us to pay them some money. He said, if you pay her some money, he was threatening to refile the case in state court. It was in federal court. He was going to refile another case, call it something different, in state court. I said, oh, we're on video. I said, H no. And I'm also in Utah, right? I said, H no. But it's an example how things could change. But listen to this. Listen to this. Had he been thinking proactively, pick up a phone, call the 1-800 number. You know what? I got an employee that just said that she wanted to hire someone. Same story. Hire someone who's collecting unemployment and give her a job. And I don't think that's right. I don't think that's ethical. What do you advise? Lawyer? Experienced? What do you advise? I'm an employment lawyer. It may have been referred to me. Here's what I would say. Well, get her to write it down. Write it down. Get an affidavit from the bookkeeper. Then get a non-threatening memorialization of the incident from Belinda Martin as well. Get everybody's signature on it. Everybody dates it. Once you get that in hand, then you come back and say, you're out of here. Terminated. She could file a lawsuit, but it's not going to see the light of day because that affidavit right there is going to boom. That's proactive. That's what the presidents of companies do. That's what the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies do. Before they do anything, with the exception of possibly going to the bathroom, who do they call? They call the attorney. They call the attorney. I'm getting ready to invest in this business. What am I missing here? What am I not thinking about? What do I need to be concerned about? What do I need to know about this company before I invest in it? That's just an example. You fill in the blank. But why can't we think that way? We've got our own lawyers at the beckon 24 hours a day. That's available to us, right? Why don't we think that way? Is there any reason why we cannot think that way? Anybody?
Our thinking.
That's right. It's us. The only reason why we're not thinking that way is us. Example number one, Bill Gates. Your best learning comes from the people that reject you, but that applies to this situation right here. Even if you have a problem, you can later look back at that. That's where precedent comes from. As a lawyer, all I deal with is precedent. Now, what is that? There's nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. I'll repeat that. There's nothing new under the sun. I mean, we have 300-400 million people in this country. Every case that's filed of court is published. Virtually everything now is online. Even city cases now are online. All state cases are online. All federal cases have been online for years. All lawyers really do, I'm going to tell you a secret, all lawyers really do is look for precedent. That's all we do. We find a case that's similar in another state or another district or another location. Any lawyers in the house? Okay, I'm the only lawyer. Well, okay. I was hoping to get some affirmation. But that's all we do. We look for precedent. Well, can't you do that? Can't you use the service to look for precedent, Dave? Thank you. Come on, man. I mean, you know. You got to be a little quicker than that, cousin. But that's right. So, I think there's a very high probability that whatever you're going through, I don't care what it is, whatever you're going through has happened at some other place, at some other time, involving somebody else. And what's to prevent you from seeking the knowledge from that precedent that might be applicable to your situation? It might provide you some knowledge, some guidance, some help in order to resolve your issue. I take that as nothing. There's nothing to prevent. But the only thing that will prevent you is your own restrictive thought process in terms of what prepaid can really do. See, my entire point of my presentation, the only reason why I came to Utah and brought my lovely wife with me and hung out with my cousin is to tell you this. Prepaid is so much more. It's so much more. The potential is far vaster than you even think. As great as it is, as beautiful and as eloquent as Dave Hall's presentation, it was pretty good too. As eloquent as his presentation, it was still lacking in the potential of this product. Well, I don't get any applause on that. I mean, two plane changes, a belly full of steak, and I don't get any applause on that. It's lacking. Now, does anybody disagree with me on that? That's why my resume is 20 pages long, Dave. So, that's what we need to do. That's what we need. That's why tomorrow is the day. That's why the future is not what it used to be. That's why procrastination is the killer, the thief of time. That's the reason why prepaid legal is like kryptonite to ignorance. It's fatal to ignorance. Only if you use it. It's fatal. 100% fatal to ignorance. But we have to step outside the box. We have to look at it for not only what it's doing now, but its potential. You know, you need to be, yeah, you'll get away from that eight ball. With prepaid, you'll get that eight ball off of your head. Okay, when you do that, then what you have to do? Separate. Got to get 10 feet away from the eight ball. a block away from the eight ball, a mile. Get 100 miles from that eight ball. Imagine how you're going to sleep at night. You get 100 miles away from that eight ball. And if it starts approaching, back up, something starts creeping up, long before it turns into a problem. This is, except for accidents, you know, like somebody backs into you or something like that, or you slip, or, you know, the deal falls off or whatever. Those are called accidents, acts of God. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not deliberate. It's not intentional. Those things happen. Well, of all the law, we take the universe of law, that's probably 5% of it. It's probably 5%. The other 95%, got your pens ready? The other 95%, 100% preventable. There's not a case that comes to my office that I cannot look at and analyze and come to some type of conclusion that if the person would have done this a little bit differently, if they would have dealt with this a little bit differently, they could have avoided that situation. And I deal, my specialty is employment law. That's my specialty. So people come to me, you know, they've been wrongfully terminated, or they've been discriminated against, or they've been harassed, or they've been set up, you know, whatever. I don't say it often, but I always want to say, well, you know, why didn't you call me 6 months ago? You know, we have a sense, that fear thing, fear. Well, what does that do? It tells you that something is going on. If you're in a job and you're getting this feeling that things are not going well, so what do you do? Anybody? What do you do? Pick up the phone. I don't have mine with me. Pick up the phone. You know, people need to call. In employment situations in particular, people need to call when they first get an inkling that there's a problem in the office. Whether you are an employer or an employee, business plan or individual, call. Gudgel, that's the guy in Nanny and Newborns. Larry Gudgel. Boy, I wish Larry Gudgel would have called me before he terminated Belinda Martin. We may not have prevented her from going crazy, but we would have crushed her like a bug when she did. So, anyone in here that's got a job before you went full-time to prepaid? There's a few that still works, right? A few. Okay, we get a few hands. Whether you are a supervisor or an employee, whether you are the owner of the company or work for the owner of the company, you know, everybody has a sixth sense when things are not right. Am I right? You have a sixth sense. That's when you need to call, when you first get that feeling that things are not right. You want me to tell you about another example? It's another success story. Lady, this case is not published, although she's living in Florida very comfortably. Protected by a confidentiality agreement. But there was this lady. She worked in a non-female oriented company. She sold industrial soap. You know, the kind that they spray on these big machines to clean off the grease. I mean, you know, you wouldn't even know about it. That this stuff, this industry exists because it's so, you know, industry oriented. She sold industrial solvents. And she was very good at it. Matter of fact, she was number one in Oklahoma. Number one in Oklahoma. But she couldn't be made regional manager. You know, she said, hey, my numbers, I'm number one. Why can't I be made regional manager? Now, if your numbers are right and you're a prepaid legal services member, you'll get that ED, right? They want to give it to you. But, you know, there's a few biases and stereotypes that exist out there where people don't want to give somebody something that they've earned. And that's what happened. They didn't want to give it to her. So she did not call prepaid. She should have, but she acted on her own. And what she did was very smart. She got one of those voice-activated tapes. Voice-activated tape. They didn't have an office because they were all salespeople. So they met at a restaurant. She called her manager, and she said, I need to have a meeting. They met at the restaurant. She had in her purse, she had that voice-activated tape there, and she said, you know, John, whatever his name is, I'll just say John. She said, John, why can't I get promoted? I'm number one in sales. Why can't I get promoted? I have to remind myself that I'm in Utah. But she said, why can't I get promoted? And so he said, I'll tell you why you can't get promoted. Because you're a female and you have, it begins with a T. She called prepaid. They referred her to me. I listened to the tapes clear as a bell. Clear as a bell. We filed a lawsuit. They tried, the guy who said that tried to deny. He first tried to deny it. I took his deposition. He first tried to deny it. No, that's not me. Come on, man. You know that's you. Voice clear as a bell. Then, so that wasn't working. So then he said that it was a setup. His lawyer said it was a setup. It was entrapment. But hey, it's legal to tape someone in Oklahoma. I don't know what the law is in Utah. As long as one person knows that, same here. As long as one person knows that the tape is going on. So if there's someone in here that's taping me, I know there is. I see the camera back there. Well, even if I didn't see that, didn't know the camera was on, it's perfectly legal to do that because one person knows that it's being taped. That's why I'm trying to clean up my presentation here. I'm on tape and I'm in Utah. So they, you know, they fought, they lost. Now, she is in Florida, I kid you not. She is in Florida, retired. Just like that. Just like that. But she had the knowledge to memorialize, to record what was said. And with the technology, that was a few years ago, with the technology we have today, I mean, you know. And see, that's the kind of knowledge that people need, because a lot of times people will suffer in these jobs, they'll be harassed in these jobs, they'll be abused in the jobs, and then they get terminated, and then they contact a lawyer, and you know, yeah, you can do something there, but not as much. You can't do as much. We want to maximize. We don't want to leave no stone unturned when it comes to your rights. And we always know that saying, if you don't know your rights, you don't. That's where the knowledge comes in. And you're not required. That's the beautiful thing about prepaid. You're not required to know your rights. All you're required to do is know how to dial a number. That's pretty easy. There's no limitation on it. People say, well, you can call 10 times a day. Well, yeah, that's true. For any reason, that's true. But why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Just for our own edification. You may not even have a problem. You may say, well, I'm thinking about starting a business. What are some of the things I need to know? Do I need to incorporate? Do I stay as a company? Do I need to have a logo? Do I need workers' comp insurance? That's proactive. That's proactive. That's stretching right there. So then you can make a list, and in 2 years or 1 year or 6 months or however much time you've allocated for yourself to open your business, you can have everything done to accomplish that. And you can call that number, and they'll give you everything you want. Our lawyers at our firm And I'm sure it's the same way here in Utah. Our lawyers, I mean, they want to help you. They're just sitting there waiting for that phone to ring so they can give you the benefit of their vast knowledge and experience and expertise. Now, I feel like I've successfully argued my case. So, since I've earned my keep, paid for my trip up here, any questions? Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you. Hey. Well, there's a provider law firm in each state. Right. And a lot of the all of the provider law firms have to have a referral system because due to conflicts and geographical issues and a lot of other issues, we can't represent everyone. So we in Oklahoma and also in Colorado, not only do we have our firm, but we also have a long list of referral attorneys who go to classes. They agree to abide by all the rules and regulations of prepaid, and we meet with them regularly, quarterly. And by the way, you know, lawyers call me all the time wanting to get on that list because they want to get that business that spins off that we can't handle. So they have it all figured out in terms of how to refer cases. We check every case to make sure there's no conflict. If you call with a potential case, we get everybody's name. We run everybody's name through our system to make sure we're not representing someone on the other side. There's no conflict. Everything's clean. Everything's, you know, put together well. If we have to refer it out, we'll refer it out. And so that's nationwide. The whole system is regulated like that. I just got a case the other day out of Arkansas. The prepaid member was in Arkansas, but her father was hit by a car and killed in Oklahoma. So she called a provider law firm in Arkansas. They called us. It was referred to me. I met with her the next day. The funeral, in fact, is today. But I've already met with her. We already signed the contract. We're already on her case to represent, to get compensation for the fact that her father was hit in an accident. Yes, sir. Well, it depends on first of all, the retainers that we charge are all regulated by prepaid. And they're significantly less than we would charge or would be charged to a non-prepaid legal services member, including the contingency fee percentages. All of that's less. And that's regulated by prepaid. But we do have the right to charge a retainer on those cases that are eligible for retainers, where we have to charge a retainer. But that is significantly less than you would charge at another place. And if you feel like the retainer is too high, call the complaint center. They want to charge me a $5,000 retainer. I think that's too high. Well, that's what prepaid, they have a whole floor. Like I said, that's what they do. They resolve that. You know, they address that. So, you know, I don't have a problem with people calling to complain about our firm or something we're doing because it makes us better. Every time we get that feedback, it makes us better. And the fact of the matter is we get very few calls because we're ahead of that. We want to represent the person. Prepaid has implemented, you probably have heard about the WOW program. The WOW program is what prepaid has implemented to ramp up the customer service from the attorneys, on the attorney side. And it's all about persistency. It's all about customer service. It's all about making that member comfortable, happy, retaining their membership, giving them a good service. We have found statistically that people that use the service keep the service. And that's why I'm encouraging. I'm encouraging people to use the service because I know people who use the service keep it. It's the ones that don't use it that tend to drop it, you know, for whatever reason. But use it. Yes. Well, not chronologically, but, you know, just. No. Okay. See, he can take a joke, Dave. It's all family. That's right. Go ahead. Yeah, you're making sense. I think you need to. Well, if I understand your question, you're dealing with non-prepaid lawyers, and they fail to see the benefit. Well, first of all, I don't know why you can't deal with prepaid lawyers and move that business from these non-prepaid lawyers to prepaid lawyers. And then you get the discount, and you keep it within the system. And if those non-prepaid lawyers see that you have an option to move, I guarantee you they're going to come down on their prices if you want to stay with them. But it's our goal. We don't want a penny outside of the system. We want to keep everything within the system because that's where we can control quality. That's where we can maximize customer service. So, you know, my recommendation to you is go down to the provider law firm, meet with them, tell them what you're trying to do, and I'm sure they're going to be capable of providing the services that you're probably paying big bucks for on the outside.
He serves papers for
process service. Yeah. Oh, you're a process server. So what do you want to do? Do you want to bring them in?
I've had lawyers actually ask me about this particular business.
I don't know how it would benefit them if they're on the outside. The only thing that they can do is maybe get on the referral list for the firm. That's the only thing they can do. But I don't see how it can benefit them. Yeah, they can of course become associates, or they can get on the referral list and then get cases referred to them that then you can go and serve those papers for them.
We were talking about at dinner last night. They might be a real estate attorney,
but that's one of many areas of law that they practice in. They're not an accident attorney. They don't do estate planning. Even if they're an attorney, they need a membership. I've got dozens of attorneys in my organization that have the prepaid legal membership. That's like a doctor saying, well, I'm a doctor, so I don't need health insurance. Well, you practice one area of medicine, but, I mean, my wife goes to a different doctor than I go to. Our children go to a pediatrician. It's a different doctor than either me or my wife go to. And our dog goes to a different doctor than my kids, myself, and my wife. But just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you know everything about every area. Those attorneys all need to protect their family with a prepaid legal plan.
That's right. Let's go in the back. I'll get you. Let's go in the back. One is referred out, and there's a whole system to control that. And that happens a lot, where we have conflicts where we're representing both sides, or it may be a divorce situation, or it may be a situation where there's a conflict of interest. Sometimes the whole thing is referred out because there may be some inside information that the firm may previously have that would disqualify them from representing one of the parties. So ethics is a very high priority. Our malpractice insurance and the regulations from prepaid it puts a very high premium on ethics to make sure that we're doing everything ethically, not having conflicts of interest, not, you know, being in compromised situations where we have inside information, that sort of thing. So that's very carefully and closely and appropriately regulated. Yes, sir. Another success story.
Yes, right, right. I've heard that the attorneys are talking about the quality control and how the attorneys deal. I've heard that they actually kind of have somewhat of a report card.
Right.
They have to refer back to the attorney. Can you tell us how that works?
Well, every month we have a provider attorney telephone conference. And it's at 10:30, you know, and all the lawyers have to sit in on the call. And one of the things that they do during that call is they announce the surveys that have been conducted nationwide, who gets all of the praise letters, who gets all the awards, who has a perfect. It's closely regulated in terms of prepaid. Prepaid legal services is a business that could not exist without computers. We all know that. With the payment structure, it couldn't exist, including the legal side. It couldn't exist because their computer system, which we know is one of the most sophisticated computer systems in the United States, is synced in to all the lawyers and all law firms. They keep records on how many times the phone rings. So they know. And then we're rated on that. We're graded on that. And so if the phone is ringing, you know, three times before someone answers it, or if there's a delay in terms of a callback, or if there's a complaint, they keep statistics on all that, and each month they issue the results of those statistics. And at our provider conference that we had in Tulsa a couple of weeks ago, they presented awards to the top firms and the top winners and the top lawyers. And so everything is regulated. Everything is regulated. Another thing about the computer system that I like is prepaid legal services has garnered so much statistical information on the nature of the calls, what people are dealing with, so much now that they can predict what kind of calls we're going to get. We just finished Thanksgiving. We know from all the statistical information that during Thanksgiving time, you get a lot of custody and domestic calls. He won't let me see my kids, you know. We know that. So what do? You gear up. You gear up. You know that statistically. First of the year, you know, taxes and things of that nature. People say, well, the New Year's resolution, I'm going to finally deal with my taxes. So in January... In January, we get a lot of those type of financial tax sort of calls. We know that from the statistics because every call is monitored, every call is ranked, every call is categorized. And when you do that for 20 years, every month, every day, you're going to get a vast treasure trove of statistical information. And so as a result, if we don't have enough lawyers on the phone based on the number of calls we have, we know how many lawyers we need to have to man the number of phones. Because every phone call is counted. You know, we get like 20,000 phone calls a month. You know, we know that. We know how many of them are going to be domestic, how many of them are going to be, statistically, how many of them are going to be property, real estate, whatever, and then you put resources in play. I think this lady had her hand up. Yes. Dave, can you answer that, Dave?
Yes.
My cousin.
I stopped practicing law about 38 years ago.
But I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So, pre-existing conditions, they can still write letters and go after that company. Exactly. Even though they had the legal situation before they were a member here at Prepaid Legal. And we have time for one more question. So the lucky person is?
Oh, you're going to let me pick? Right here. Well, you know, it varies from firm to firm, but it goes back to the previous statement that I made about that. I would imagine that the provider firm here in Utah, that Prepaid Legal Services is their number one client. They're our number one client. You know, tell me what business is going to put inexperienced, ineffective, bad lawyers to represent the members of their number one client. We put in our firm, and I'm sure it's the same way here, the same way in our Denver office, we put the best lawyers we have in our firm on representing Prepaid Legal Services members, because Prepaid Legal Services is our number one, 10 times over, largest client. Our law, you can check and see if the law firm is AV rated. A law firm can be AV rated, which is the top rating you can get. That's done by the Bar Association and Martindale Hubbell. You can also check if the lawyers are AV rated. Our firm is AV rated. I'm AV rated. So, you know, you can check that. That's all online. You can go and look at that. But, you know, Prepaid Legal Services insist on quality. You know that. They insist on quality. And it makes sense. They can afford. The reason why we're the provider law firm in Colorado as well as Oklahoma is the Colorado firm that was previously there, they were not doing a good job. Prepaid Legal Services said, bye. They came to us because we recruit a lot of law firms. Mike Turpin, you know, as former attorney general, that's sort of his job to bring on law firms. So Mike and the firm, they had a beautiful idea. They said, well, hey, why don't we just buy a law firm in Colorado and change the name and put Riggs Abney on it? We've been the provider law firm for Colorado for the last 15 years. We already run it in Oklahoma, so we just replicate that in Colorado. And I was just in Colorado 2 weeks ago, and they have like 35 lawyers up there, and they do a wonderful job, and top quality lawyers. You know, if someone is coming to the firm, we're going to make sure that they're a top quality lawyer, ethical, no bar complaints, no problems, you know, smart. I was grandfathered in, but, you know... And all of that because they're putting them on the line representing this fantastic company that's very successful. You don't maintain that success unless you put your best people out there servicing the best people to service, Prepaid Legal Services. Woo! All right, so what do I do now?
Yes, first of all, your wife, come on up stage. Come on up here. Come on up here. All righty. You guys,
you guys
want
to take a picture? we're on video. Got two video cameras back there, so I'll be nice.
We are very fortunate and glad to have both of you guys out here. And as we talked about last night at dinner, next time y'all come out, you need to add more playtime. We have so many incredible things that we get to enjoy here in the state of Utah. Things like land that goes vertical. You know,
unlike Oklahoma. Right.
That's why we don't have tornadoes and stuff here. You know, we have mountains and things like that, national parks and stuff. So we have a coffee table book for you guys to take home to show your kids and stuff like that. Also, a couple nice comments from some of the leaders here thanking you for your time. And if you would like to share your thoughts of their generosity and coming out here. We'll leave it up here on the stage for a few minutes after the event that you can come up here and put your thoughts in this time capsule that they can take home and share with the rest of their family and stuff. But there's just pictures of all the different incredible, beautiful sceneries. Whoa. Y'all got to come back and let me take you,
Jeep.
I mean, this is just incredible, incredible scenery and stuff. Let's give it up for the Halls again.
Sorry for all the kidding.
Alright, give it up. Thank you guys. Thank you. Alrighty. Man, I don't know. I've always known that we had just the absolute best attorneys in prepaid legal working for us. Been honored to, you know, get to know them on a personal basis. But, you know, every time you spend time with them, I mean, someone who's licensed to practice, you know, law with the Supreme Court and so eloquent in his knowledge of the legal system, I just got a lot deeper testimony today of the type of attorneys that when I sell someone a membership, when they pick up the phone, my confidence of belief, when they have this type of a gentleman on the other end of the phone taking care of my... Don't you just sleep better at night knowing this is the type of people that answer your phone calls? Man. And just to think that all the actuary data that Prepaid Legal has and has been collecting for 38 years to where they can actually predict the types of problems that are going to rise based on what's happening. Now, that might have been new to a lot of you guys. I actually knew that. Last year, after the BYU-Utah game, they had to hire extra attorneys for suicide watch for the Utah fans. They had counselors. Now, see, this year, they had to hire a lot of extra DUI attorneys from the Utah fans celebrating. See, and we're not bitter that the refs got it wrong. We're not bitter about that. You guys know Bradley's knee was down. So thank you. You know Bradley. In fact, I need to put a phone call in to see if we can sue the refs, something like that. For all the money I lost in Wendover, I need to sue the refs for that. All right. So, all right, you guys ready to find out about next one? All right, here's a very, very, very important date. Write this date down in your calendars. December 28th. Because it's my birthday. Okay, but now we're going to talk about next month. All right. Everyone's like, scratch out December 28th. You can get me some nice BYU gear at the fan store and ship it over to me. All right. Next month, January 8th. Now, you guys, we've got a great dilemma that we're dealing with. For those of you that were listening to the corporate call on Monday, you heard Mr. Dave Zavula say, I'm going to Utah in January, and here's the situation. We are still trying to tweak a couple things with his schedule. We have got a guarantee that he's going to be here, correct, George? Guarantee he's going to be here. We're doing everything we can right now to make sure that that date's on January 8th. Now, in the event, for some reason or other, if it doesn't work out, we've got an incredible backup. Because it's the beginning of the year, as Mr. Hall, my brother from another mother, said, beginning of the year, we get a lot of questions about tax issues. We're going to have an accountant here. If Mr. Stavula can't make it, if he can, then we'll bump the accountant to another time. But we're going to have an accountant come and specifically talk to you guys about, before you file your taxes, These are the things you need to have in place. These are the things you need to document. These are the things you need to do to save you a ton of money. These are the things moving forward in 2011 that you should be considering to increase your tax return and give you guys, again, knowledge is power. I don't have the time to study the tax code. That's why I surround myself with people who did go study it. This gentleman that is going to be here, when I went and sat down with him and he looked at my previous years, that's one thing they commonly like to do. Let me see what's happened in the past, Mr. Hall. He looked at my previous year's tax returns and said, Dave, you haven't taken full advantage of the tax code. He refiled, he amended the last 3 years. That was the only years he was allowed to do. You can't go back more than three. He amended all 3 years. 1 year alone, he increased my tax return by $40,000. $40,000. So, I mean, I just absolutely love the guy because he has definitely made a big difference tax-wise. And I know there's quite a few people in this room that now are using him as an accountant. Just an incredibly, incredibly brilliant accountant and loves the home-based business industry and wants to be here to help us. So we're going to make sure that he's here also for you. So here's the dilemma. We're not 100% sure if it's going to be Mr. Savula or the tax advice that you need. If we have to bump one of them, we'll make sure that we get them scheduled immediately for the next available opening to be here for you. But either way, you're going to get one power-packed event. Now, we're going to have tickets available back here at the back door for $20. For those of you that would actually like to get into this event for free, if you get five, you get five of them for the price of four. Now, I want you to think about something. This bonus money that Mr. Burns talked about. Some of you say, hey, you know what? When Prepaid Legal puts $2,000 on the table, I'm going to take them up on that offer. I hope that that's everyone in the room. Well, if you go out and get your $2,000 this month, aren't you going to have at least four other people that are going to need to be here for Dave Savula? Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to bring in eight people. Well, wouldn't it be a sad thing if all of a sudden you brought in eight people, but the event sells out and they can't even make it into the event because you ain't got a ticket for them? You're like, oh man, I'd love for you guys to see the top money earner in the company, but sorry, the event sold out. For those of you that are seriously going to make a run at that money this month, it might be a very wise idea for you to guarantee that those people have a way to get into the event, because I see a whole lot of people in the room nodding their heads going, I'm picking up that money. Christmas is going to be on cash this year. I'm picking up that $2,000, and I'm going to go nuts with these promotions, and you're going to guarantee that your people have a seat in the room. I would strongly encourage you, do not leave this event without guaranteeing your spot next month, January 8th, right back here in the room. Everybody, thank you for all coming out today. God bless you all, and have a happy holidays. We'll see you all at the top. If you'd like to sign their book, it's going to be right up here on the stage. I'm going to run the... I'm